Starting on Tuesday, nurses, staff, administration, and the community gathered in the Nolan Center to listen to testimony from nurses and medical staff about what unionization would mean for nurses and the Rangel Medical Center. Over the 2 days, testimony was focused on whether registered nurses should be entitled to vote for the creation of their own union, and whether voting should be open to the entire hospital staff.
When you look at what the nurses want, it really boils down to better patient care. It's, you know, healthier nurses.
That's attorney Chuck Dunnigan, representing the Nurses Association. Starting Tuesday, he called witnesses to speak on the behalf of the registered nurses in what Dunnigan says is a difficult legal issue.
The nurses are saying, you know, we respect everybody, we really like the job that they do, but they're not interested in this. Only we are. And not a single person from any other part of the hospital came in and said, yeah, we want to be unionized, we want to be represented, we want to be a part of this vote. And so the nurses are saying, yeah, we're the only ones that want to do this, let us do this. And the hospital is saying no, and the board will tell us what the law is going to be.
Five registered nurses gave their testimony relating to issues at the hospital and what they say makes it hard for them to do their jobs. Here's a sample of what the nurses had to say.
A hospital employee without nurses, there would be no hospital.
I personally feel right now that we don't have a lot of representation at our hospital at this time.
We have asked for some additional staffing and has been turned down. And there's been some other issues that we've, towards patient safety. And
I personally feel right now that we don't have a lot of representation at our hospital at this time.
We feel that we, as nurses at Rangel Medical Center, need to be represented by nurses in a union that would understand our responsibility, the level of that we have when we are practicing.
That was registered nurses Beth Keene, Amy Smith, Trudy Johnson, Elise Maxand, and Laura Sillard. Their attorney, Chuck Dunnigan, says they believe a union would give the nurses a voice that currently they feel they don't have.
This is a small hospital. I think these nurses are like Swiss Army knife employees. They do a little bit of everything. And then on those, you know, after 5 o'clock and on weekends, when everybody else goes home, it's the nurse. It's the nurse on duty who is in charge of patient care, in charge of supervising the medical services and so on. There have been a lot of problems here. Some of those have been addressed, but, you know, this is a hospital that brought in a consultant just a few months ago and made a number of recommendations, not all of which have been acted on, and the nurses feel they need a voice. And, you know, our position has been that if the nurses had had a union, they would have had a voice, and maybe this hospital could have saved some money on consultants. But that's old news now, and the question now is whether the nurses, or the board first, will approve the unit, and then secondly, what happens if there's a vote.
Later Tuesday and on into Wednesday, attorney Brian Morrison, representing the Rangel Medical Center, called employees from the hospital to give testimony as to why they feel a union should not be formed for strictly RN nurses, or in that case, any of the employees at the Rangel Medical Center. Noel Ray, Alinda White, Sue Nelson, Mary Jill Pullman, Janet Buness, Kathy Blackburn, Jane Bliss, and Ernie Bliss all gave testimony of their opposition to a nurses' union. Morrison says the bargaining unit they petitioned for, consisting of exclusively registered nurses, is not an appropriate bargaining unit under the statutes and regulations of the state of Alaska. Morrison says the medical center's small number of employees would be a major concern if a union was created strictly for registered nurses.
When you look at what was referred to as the community of interest among all of the employees in the medical center, that those are a very strong community of interests and that they outweigh any of the uniquenesses of registered nurses who are employed at the medical center. And that is coupled with what is the legal presumption in the state of Alaska in favor of larger bargaining units, so that an institution like this medical center isn't faced with the prospect of having to deal in the future with several different unions representing several different bargaining units.
Both sides will now send closing arguments to the Alaska Board Labor Relations Agency. The board will review all of the testimony and make a decision on whether or not the unit of nurses is an appropriate unit for the purposes of collective bargaining. For KSTK, I'm Charlotte Duran.